from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland was confirmed by the U.S. Senate by a vote of 51-40 on Monday as the new U.S. Secretary of the Department of Interior. We get reaction from Larry Behrens, the Western States Director for Power of the Future, a watchdog organization.
Well, she'll do nothing but just rubber stamp a radical eco-left agenda. She is going to, she's been clear that she is against fracking. She is a supporter of the Green New Deal, and she's told the Senate that she's going to just follow what Joe Biden tells her to do. Well, everyone down in your part of the state already knows Joe Biden's orders are costing us jobs, and apparently that's perfectly okay with Deb Haaland.
New Mexico's Secretary of State will hold a special election to fill her congressional seat. Just over 23,400 Lee County citizens have been vaccinated for the COVID-19 virus, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. Just over 14,200 persons have been given the first vaccine booster, and just over 9,000 have been given the second booster dose. The vaccine schedules for this week is as follows. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lee County Event Center in Hobbs. That's by appointment only. And Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. also at the Event Center. That'll be the booster shots, the second doses. Again, that will be by appointment only. The Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital has scheduled second doses only this week. Anthony Olivas has been charged with an open count of murder and kidnapping in the shooting death of a 48-year-old man in Carlsbad on Sunday. According to a post on the Carlsbad Police Department Facebook page, police responded to a shooting in the 500 block of South Mason Street around 11:30 Sunday morning. When police arrived, they discovered a male victim with a gunshot wound. He was later transported to the hospital, where he later died. 31-year-old Justin W. Lackey of Carlsbad was killed in a single-vehicle rollover crash on Hidalgo Road near McKittrick Road, just west of Carlsbad, on Saturday. According to state police, Lackey's seatbelt does not appear to have been properly worn at the time of the crash. He was ejected and suffered fatal injuries. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.